Let knaves and fools lament at fuller's punishment, while honest men of sense laugh and sing. But let all the whining saints who daily make complaints now rejoice he has missed the hempen string, string, string. Let rogues in saints' disguise now comment upon his lies, while the mortifying lash makes him skip. And exactly to the notes of his brother Titus Oates, when he dances to the tune of the whip, whip, whip. But before he takes his dance, he is forced to advance to an ancient wooden castle of very high renown, where multitudes attend him, and many do befriend him, and wish he may never more come down, down, down. Sure all the hopeful crew that believed his lies were true, and assisted him so freely with their coin, will now to save his bum raise him such a mighty sum as will quickly pay off all his fine, fine, fine. Ye brethren of the tribe, if e'er you gave a bribe, let your money fly about at this time. Or else I much admire if such a common liar he is not rewarded for his crime, crime, crime. Sure Oates and he were twins, they're so like in all their sins, for both swearing and lying is their rule. Though one is old and grave, he is still as great a knave, but fuller he is much the greater fool, fool, fool. Whereas now his famous plot made about the Lord knows what, and true mother of a child of mighty high renown, his witnesses from far and strange wonders at the bar, alas, they are quite tumbled down, down, down. I weep at disappointments and mourn for want of ointments, the plaguey cursed stripes are so smart. But good fortune was so choice as makes me to rejoice, because I escaped the cart, cart, cart. Farewell to all that fed me and loved me as they read me, now fortune upon me doth frown. You silly Whiggish sorts who were nurses of my plots, you must all of you tumble down, down, down. Let plotters of all sizes that cheats and lies devises take warning by the punishment which now I undergo. While I do weep and languish at this my dismal anguish, for forging that which I did never know, no, no.